While we were worshiping, which worship was wonderful this morning. I really enjoyed it. Just coming together. It doesn't matter what church we come are from, we can all worship Jesus together because we're brothers and sisters in the Lord. And when we get to heaven, I don't think there's going to be a sign on our forehead that says Baptist or Pentecostal or whatever, where, you know, what denomination we're from. We're just His. We're His children. But during worship, my son was pretty preoccupied in drawing these little pictures, and I thought this was pretty interesting. This is the one I got. And I adore him. His name is Ethan. He's 6 years old, and I love him very much, and I'm thankful for my family because our family was almost destroyed through pornography. And I grew up in church. I remember giving my heart to the Lord when I was 5 years old, but it was a shallow walk with the Lord, and as I became a teenager, God convicted me, and I was serious and came back to Him, and He filled my life with a desire for Him. And shortly after that, I felt a call to missions, and so ended up at Zion Bible Institute, where I met my husband in Barrington, Rhode Island, and we both had a call in our lives. We had a lot in common, fell in love, and got married. And I knew about his struggle with pornography, but I figured, well, you know, we're past that. You know, he's given his heart to the Lord. Everything's going to be fine. But there was a red flag in my heart. And after that, right after we got married, we had high hopes and dreams of going into the ministry and doing things. And he began to show signs of struggle and began to go downhill and struggle with pornography again. And soon after that, he backslid, and our lives began to be tipped upside down. And I just remember that I was in shock and felt very hurt, and soon that led to betrayal. And it was an up-and-down marriage. Sometimes we'd have victory, and then other times it would go downhill. And finally, my husband was introduced to Free Indeed. And I remember that it was a very wonderful thing because he was learning things he hadn't learned before, a discipleship that was right there every week that he could learn to lean on, and he was accountable to somebody. And yet there was something still hidden in the dark that he hadn't told me. And we know from the Bible that anything in the dark, the Holy Spirit will bring into light. And so we need to walk in the light. And he hadn't confessed that one thing. And a few years later, he struggled again. And at that point, I felt like I had had enough. As a woman, I was in shock again. I felt like we had come out. I didn't want to face this anymore. So he entered the follow-on program through Free Indeed again and went back into the program a second time. And that's when I found out that Bill Irwin was the director of Free Indeed. And I had read the book, Blind Courage, and knew his testimony about the dog led him. Oh, God led the dog, and the dog led him. That's what I got from the book, and how that God's grace was really with him. And if you remember looking at that video, he was like falling a lot, wasn't he? Like almost the whole time on the video. Well, it wasn't easy, and it's true. It would have been impossible to do this without God's grace. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me in that moment because I felt like, God, I don't even know if I can go on. I'm hurt. I'm crushed. I don't trust this person anymore. I'm afraid of the future. I don't know what to do. And I felt like the Holy Spirit said to me, if God could lead him, a blind man across the Appalachian Trail by leading the dog and the dog, you know, leading him, then I can lead you by my grace, one blind step in front of the other. And that's exactly what he did, one day at a time. Bill worked with me and Ted both. And I remember feeling God's grace surrounding me and helping me. Was it easy? No. At times I wondered if I had made the right decision. But later on, I am so glad that I did, because God showed me that my family is worth fighting for and that nothing is impossible with him, absolutely nothing. It was a long journey, and it was, you know, slow at times, slower than I would have liked, but it was slow for a reason. And through Free Indeed, I learned how to become accountable. I learned how to take my thoughts captive. I learned how to not be afraid, but to run to God and his word and memorize scripture. I learned how to pray for my husband in a deeper way. I learned God's grace in a deeper way. I learned his love for me in a deeper way. I'd never known the love of God so deeply as I did during that time. And a scripture that somebody gave to me stuck with me, and it has ever since. And it's Isaiah 54:10, and it says that though the mountains be shaken, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord. Everything around you might be shaken, but God's love never shakes. It never fails. And if we keep our focus on Him, if He's our rock, because sometimes the lines get blurred. Sometimes we put our husband as the idol in our lives and we worship him and we don't even realize it. Sometimes we worship our kids. But when God is the center of our lives and we lean on His love, then nothing can shake us. Things may go really bad for a while, but He promises us in His word that we'll always be brought through those circumstances and better for it. It's true. All things work together for good to those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. Today, I love this man, and I respect him, and I trust him because of God's work in our lives. But I no longer hide my head in the sand because the sin of pornography and sexual addiction is real, and we can't do that anymore. So if you know somebody who may be struggling or you're suspecting it yourself, then I ask you today to pray about it, to reach out for help. And I'm so glad that Free Indeed was here for us.